Okay, today I'm going to show you quickly how Amazon PPC campaigns are structured. As you can see in the diagram that I have created, we have three tiers. The top tier is a portfolio, and within a portfolio, you can have one or multiple campaigns. And under each campaign, you can have one ad group or multiple ad groups. Right. So whatever applied to the higher tier will be applied to the lower tier. That means whatever applied to a portfolio, it will be applied to all of the campaigns and ad groups within that portfolio. So in this diagram, I only show you the most important settings of each level. So for the portfolio level, now we have the main setting, that is portfolio budget cap, as you can see here. That means all of the campaigns within a portfolio will be subjected to the portfolio's budget cap. That means in a day, if the portfolio runs out of budget, all of the campaigns within that portfolio will stop running. And the second tier is a campaign level where you can set the campaign budget as well. And you can set the bid strategy for the campaign and negative targeting for the campaign. So you may have a question, why don't we just use a budget cap for the portfolio and why we have to set the budget for the campaign? The answer is that each campaign is created for a certain purpose and certain goal, right? And you would want a campaign to operate and maximize its potential, because within a portfolio, there may be campaigns that perform better than other campaigns. So better performing campaigns will eat up most of the portfolio's budget, while other campaigns don't have enough budget room to operate. That means other campaigns don't have the opportunity to maximize their potential, right? That's why we usually set the individual budget for every campaign. So this is the most popular setting in terms of budgeting for campaign. I normally don't use budget cap for the portfolio. So the portfolio is mainly for the management purpose, because when you have multiple products, right, you may want to create a campaign for each product, right? You may have more than one product of the same product line. So you may want to create a portfolio for that product line and put all of the campaigns of that product line within the same portfolio, so it's easier for you to manage, right? So that is about a portfolio and campaign level. And in terms of the bid strategy setting for the campaign, we have currently four bid strategies for a campaign, and I will talk about them in another video about how to optimize your Amazon PPC. Today's video is about an overview of Amazon PPC structure, right? And thirdly, you can set negative targeting for a campaign. That means all of the ad groups within that campaign will be subjected to the negative targeting of the campaign, whereas other campaigns within the portfolio will not be subjected to negative targeting of a certain campaign, right? They are independent because they are the same level. And the third level we have, and that is the lowest tier, that is ad group level, where you can set specific keywords or products that you want to target for your PPC campaign. And you can also directly adjust bid for every single keyword or product that you are targeting in an ad group. And you can also set negative targeting for an ad group. So besides being subjected to a negative targeting of the campaign that the ad group belongs to, if you set negative targeting for a certain ad group, that ad group will also have the negative targeting of its own, while other ad groups will not have the negative targeting of a certain ad group, but they still have the negative targeting of the same campaign, right? So whatever you put in negative targeting for a campaign will be applied to all of the ad groups within that campaign. So that is the overall hierarchy of Amazon PPC. So now I will go to Amazon Campaign Manager so that you can see better how they look on Amazon Seller Central, right? So this is the portfolio view where, as you can see, we are now on Amazon Ads. And as you can see, we can see all of the portfolios you have on your Amazon Ad Manager right now. And you can see all of the performance data of every portfolio that you are having. And if you click in a certain portfolio over here, you will have a detailed view of each portfolio where you can see every campaign within that portfolio, right? So we will now go to a detailed view of a portfolio. So we are still on the portfolio tab. And as you can see, we have campaigns over here. That's where you can see all of the campaigns that you are having within this portfolio, right? So as you can see, I don't have budget cap for this portfolio. And similarly, you can see performance data of every campaign within this portfolio. And you can always create a new campaign. One thing is that when you create a new campaign, if you are, you know, going to a certain portfolio and you create a new campaign, the new campaign will automatically sort it to the certain portfolio. However, the setting of the campaign is still independent. So you can do anything with a campaign. You can target anything and you can always change the portfolio for the campaign. So basically the setting of the campaign is independent. And as I said, you can always change the portfolio for a campaign. So that is the detailed view of a portfolio. And in terms of the budget cap, if you want to set the budget cap for the portfolio, you can always click in modify portfolio. And it will lead you to the page where you can set the budget cap for the portfolio. As you can see, you have three options, no budget cap, or you can choose a budget cap within a date range, or you can set budget cap recurring monthly. So that is the budget cap for the portfolio. And if you click in any campaign within a portfolio, or you can go to the campaigns tab over here where you can see all of the campaigns you have in your Amazon PPC manager. And if you click in a campaign, you will have a campaign view, right? So this is the campaign view. As you can see on the top here, we have the breadcrumb link where you can always go back to see all campaigns. And we are now at the campaign level. So you can see the campaign name here and you can see it started. And on the left here are all of the settings for a campaign. So I highlighted the three main settings for a campaign that I have mentioned earlier in the diagram, which are negative targeting. And campaign settings is where you can set the campaign budget and the bid strategy for the campaign. So we are now in the ad group tab where we can see all of the ad groups within a campaign, right? And similarly, you can see the performance data of every ad group within a campaign. And you can always create a new ad group for the campaign. There is one difference between the relationship between ad group and campaign and the relationship between the campaign and portfolio. That is, the ad group, if you create it for a campaign, it will always belong to the campaign. Usually, you cannot change the ad group to another campaign. Whereas, as I mentioned earlier, you can always change the portfolio for the campaign. So that's why I said the portfolio is mainly for management purpose only, whereas between ad group and campaign, it's more of the technical relationship and optimization relationship. So that is about ad group. And of course, if you click in every single ad group over here, you can see detail about the ad group. And which I will show you quickly now. Sorry. Okay, so that is about ad groups within a campaign. And if you go to the campaign settings, as I've mentioned earlier, you can set the budget. This is the daily budget for a campaign. And you can see the portfolio that the campaign belongs to. And you can always change the portfolio for a campaign. And thirdly, you can set the bidding strategy for the campaign. Currently, we have four bidding strategies, which I will talk about in another video about how to optimize your Amazon PPC campaign. Today, again, is about the overall structure of Amazon PPC, right? And main setting of Amazon PPC. So that is the campaign setting. Okay, so if you go to a certain ad group over here, you will have the ad group view, which I am showing you now. Okay, this is the ad group view. So as you can see, the breadcrumb link on the top here, we are at the ad group level, and you can see the ad group's name and its status, where you can always pause it or activate it, right? The first tab you have is the at. That means this is where you would choose the product that you are selling, one of the product or multiple products that you are selling on Amazon to advertise for. And you can always add new products to advertise for. And you can see performance data of every product within a certain ad group, right? For example, if you create an ad group for two variations of one product, for example, black t-shirt and white t-shirt. And you can see how black t-shirt is performing against white t-shirt and how keywords or products that you are targeting in the targeting tab resonate with a certain variation of your product, right? And if a variation is not performing well, you may consider using other keywords or other competitor products to target for that variation. So this is also a helpful view for you to see how each of your product is performing. So I'm a little bit crossing the line over here in terms of talking about optimization, whereas, as I mentioned, this video is more of an overview of Amazon PPC campaign structure, right? So we come back to the structure and the second setting of the ad group that, as I mentioned earlier, that you can set the keywords that you want to target or competitor products that you want to target for an ad group. So if you go to targeting tab, this is where the targeting tab looks like. As you can see all of the keywords within an ad group. These are the keywords that you are targeting. Or if it is a product targeting campaign, you can see all of the products that you are targeting. I'm showing you a keyword targeting campaign. That's why it's keyword, right? And as I mentioned earlier, you can directly adjust bid for every single keyword within an ad group. You can click in the box and adjust the number, or you can do a bulk action. And you can always add new keywords to target, or you can pause whatever keyword that you don't want to target anymore. So that is the targeting of an ad group. And if you go to negative targeting of an ad group, so whatever you put in negative targeting over here, your ad group will not target these keywords because it is, again, a keyword targeting campaign. So negative targeting will be negative keywords, right? And as I said, other ad groups within this campaign will not be applied this negative targeting of this certain ad group because they are the same level, they are independent to each other, whereas they will all be applied the negative targeting of the campaign level, right? So the campaign level negative targeting will be applied to all of the ad groups within that campaign. So that's pretty much it for today. I have shown you how Amazon PPC campaigns are structured. I'm showing you again this diagram to basically help you remind the overall view of the hierarchy, where we have three tiers. The top tier is portfolio, is mainly for management purpose. You can set the portfolio budget cap, but it's not the most popular setting in terms of budgeting. Whereas we would set the budget for every campaign. That is when we can maximize the potential of each campaign, right? And for campaign level, you can set the bid strategy. That means all of the ad groups will use the same bid strategy of the campaign. And currently, you cannot set the bid strategy for an ad group. So bid strategy is only available at the campaign level. And thirdly, you can set negative targeting for the campaign. And in terms of negative targeting, you can have it for the campaign level and have it for the ad group level as well, as I've just explained to you. Whatever applied to the campaign level in terms of negative targeting will be applied to all of the ad groups within that campaign. So for ad group level, it's the lowest tier in the hierarchy where you can set certain keywords or products that you want to target. You can always also adjust bid for every single keyword or product that you are targeting within an ad group. And you can also set negative targeting for an ad group. Other ad groups within the campaign will not use the negative targeting of a certain ad group, right? But they will use the negative targeting of the same campaign. I have explained it very clearly already. So that's pretty much it for today about Amazon PPC campaign structure. I hope you have had a good insight today. And any questions, just let me know by giving a comment below. And I will see you in the next video about Amazon PPC optimization. Bye.